So how does it feel to be a part of the ICW's upcoming show?
Well, man, to be honest, dude, it feels pretty great. I haven't worked in that building in probably over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm from Queens. You know, I live in Queens, and I haven't been, like, at the Elks Lodge in over 4 years. So it feels pretty good to, like, you know, in a couple of weeks and get my feet in the door, get in there, and get, you know, get all riled up and throw down, man.
So for the people that haven't been to the Elks Lodge, what makes it, like, a really cool place to watch a wrestling match?
Well, it's just the atmosphere, man. It's a different type of crowd. You get, you know, you go all over the city, you get your Brooklyn, you get your Manhattan, you get your Staten Island, you get your Bronx, but there's nothing like Queens, man. And it's like, you're in a building that next door was where the ECW, you know, Reverend, they were there, man. They were there, you know, they were doing the tapings, they were doing the house shows there, and it was just chaos. And like, right after ECW folded, you had ICW kind of take over that, and you still had that gritty pro wrestling. Anything, any kind, any wrestler, any big name, New York guy who's ever worked in any kind of promotion has come through ICW, come through the Elks Lodge. So it was a pretty big deal.
Okay. All right, speaking to Matthew Ryan Shapiro a couple of days ago, he was telling me how important this new brand is. You know, the future is now. Wrestling is important to ICW and kind of like the ecosystem of the New York City indie wrestling scene. How do you feel about being a part of like the revamp of this brand?
You know, it feels good. You know, after I feel like New York City has a lot of guys that they use in different promotions, and you kind of see the same faces and you see the same thing, you know, kind of week in and week out. And this is something that's gonna, it looks fresh, and it took somebody with balls to say, hey, you know, let's mix it up with the new guys and the old guys and let's see what happens. So I'm looking forward to that, especially me going up against Papa Don. You know, that's kind of like, all right, you know, it's go time. You know, I was angry before, and I was salty before, and I'm coming in salty too. So that hasn't changed, but it's just now, it's like, all right, game time, proven time, let's do some work, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about your upcoming matchup with Papa Don. This is a guy with almost 20 years of experience. He's had his cup of coffee or two with the WWE. He's a mainstay in Extreme Rising. How does it feel to be in the ring with somebody like that? And what are you looking forward to accomplishing once you guys get in the ring?
Well, one is A, beating him. You know, man, however that means, if it's the elbow drop, if it's me, you know, submitting him, but looking for that elbow drop to the finish. But, like, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to go in and go, oh, yeah, man, the five-star salt dog's going to walk all over him now. This guy, look, I mean, for people who don't know, who don't follow the New York indie wrestling scene, this guy's been in ECWA, JAP, NWA, NYWC, you know, USA Pro back in the day, ICW, obviously, Extreme Rising, or any kind of New York fed he's been in, you know, use your name and he's been in there. And he's won championships in there. So it's one of those things where, like, I got to prove myself to him. It's not me kind of coming in there cocky, but I'm coming in there cocky and I'm coming in to take his mind. You know, it's kind of been, I'm not, you know, he's probably thinking, you know, this guy's been around for a couple of years. And it's like, no, I haven't been around a couple of years. I've been around a good while now. So it's about time that I just kind of get my, you know, get my knuckles in there and throw down and let him know that I'm rocking and rolling and I'm here to stay.
This card is stacked. I mean, like, your match is, you know, in the middle of the card, and, you know, but, like, you got Mike Verna on this card, you've got Rude Boy Riley, you've got Anthony Gangone, you got Ken Broadway. I mean, how does it feel to be a part of this card?
Well, it feels good, but honestly, Pat, I'm not really thinking about anybody else or looking what's up and down the card. You know, I'll probably peek out every so often to see what's going on. But the premier match on there is Joey Ace against Papa Don.
All right, so also the next day you've got work in Warriors of Wrestling. You want to just talk about that event?
Oh, man. Oh, hell yeah, I talked about that. Well, that was obviously going back to the Fun Station. We're in Staten Island again. No Halloween decorations now. So everything's all set up for good going. And I'm going up against Jason Carrion. Formerly mm-hmm. known as Jason Cross. And if you've known him, he was on Married at First Sight. So this guy's trying to make a comeback. And, yes, so it looks like it's going to be an exciting bout. The last time we worked together was in 2011. It was just about 5 years ago. We locked horns one time. The video is somewhere on YouTube. Against Joe Mason and Jason Cross back when he was Cross. Right before he started the whole reality TV show gig.
So what does this guy bring to the table? Like, what should people expect in your matchup with him?
I don't know. It's something that's going to be hard-hitting. This guy, I'm going to be honest, and this is kind of just coming from, you know, me. You know, he was one of their champs. He was a Warriors Wrestling champ. He's a tag team champ. A little decorated when he was there. You know, he took a little bit of a leave, did his business, and now he's coming back. And I don't like the fact that, you know, he may be coming back to, like, you know, kind of take what's his. But I've been around. I've been here through it all. You know, when it was kind of, you know, on the low shows and the high shows. This guy's coming back, and he's, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about it.
All right, so you're also a Tier 1 Tag Team Champion. So what's what do you think the future holds for that team and the future for that strap?
Well, I think on Facebook, was anything announced on the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram feed lately?
Not that I've seen.
All right, so not that I've seen either. So I know they're doing a revamp. I think December 11th, maybe, but not too sure. But you can check that out.
Awesome. All right, so, I mean, not a lot of people could say they're a champ in one promotion and then playing an instrumental role in two others. So how do you feel right now about your spot, like, in the New York City wrestling scene?
Well, one, I'm going to keep it. Two, and it's only going to go higher from here. So the thing is I want to get to the top and stay on the top. I mean, everyone says, oh, it's much harder to stay at the top. Well, man, I'm hungry, bro.
All right, man, is there anything else?
Right now, I'm starving.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the upcoming shows or what people can expect, you know, from your Twitter, from your Facebook?
You're gonna see a different Joey Ace. If you're hungry at Joey Ace, that's what you're gonna see. Now, if you wanna follow me, you can follow me on my Instagram at JoeyAce88, my Twitter at JoeyAnthony88. You can find me on Facebook, Joey Ace. You can like the Salty Dog page. Also Salty Dog Joey Ace. So find every update on every show, promos, and all that jazz on all those social media platforms.